Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show. And just if I haven't bored you enough with this statistic, we are streaming at least five stories a day on the web from Radio Entrepreneurs, thanks to Nathan Gobes and Chris Jarrell, the producers who you don't see who are behind the scenes and do everything that we need to be done. You know, our next guest is becoming an addict to Radio Entrepreneurs, and that's Dina Schiena, is that correct? Senior Vice President, Director of Community Partnerships and Development at Cambridge Trust Bank. And we're going to talk about, in this particular pandemic, what Cambridge Trust and you are doing during Thanksgiving to make people a little bit happier during this time of year. Welcome back, Dina.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. So what we're doing at Cambridge Trust that is actually special to all of us at Thanksgiving is, and this has actually become, it's actually become the marquee volunteer event of our organization, you know, throughout the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. And what we do is we put together Thanksgiving bags, meal bags that include a turkey. And we partner with our nonprofit organizations within the various communities, most of which are homeless shelters, domestic violence shelters, and so forth. And so what we do is we collectively, through the generosity of our colleagues, will gather all of the food materials that are going to go in the bags, you know, green beans, stuffing, so forth. And so we'll spend an afternoon and we put all these bags together. A couple of days before Thanksgiving, you know, I rent a U-Haul truck and we drive to Costco and
who's
we
driving?
Pick up 200 turkeys.
Who has the wheel?
I do.
All right.
I do. I rent it, I drive it, I deliver it. So, you know, it's special. This event is special to me because the look on, what we'll do is we'll deliver these bags to some of the homes. Sometimes we'll deliver just to the agency and then they distribute. But it's special to me because, you know, Thanksgiving is a time for us to be thankful. And, you know, it's really a reality check to a certain extent, because the way to be able to give back and to be able to provide something for somebody that doesn't have anything, and to be able to hand that bag over with a turkey is special, because they wouldn't have the means to do it. And to be able to facilitate just that one day for somebody to be able to be thankful as well, I think makes what I do really special. And I know, you know, I've said it to people time and time again, and I still believe it, is that I do have the best job for our company. I have the best job in the bank. I get to be able to be that person. I get to be able to help coordinate and engage all of my colleagues to be able to do what I think is special, to be that type of community partner, to bring a little smile on somebody's face, whether just even if it's for a short period of time, I think is really important. And it does mean a lot to me. So, you know, I'm pretty passionate about it. And you can see throughout our organization that people talk about it all the time. You know, I get asked all the time throughout the year, are we going to do Thanksgiving again? Are we going to do Thanksgiving again? What are we going to do? What are the nonprofits? You know, we have more people who raise their hand that want to help than we need. But it's great. It's absolutely great.
You know, I was just thinking about 17% unemployment in Massachusetts, running at the highest in the nation. People wondering about, you know, Thanksgiving and how sad it's going to be for them, and what it must be like to get a turkey or some gift that can turn what could have been a night of despair or an afternoon of despair into an afternoon of optimism. And I think that's mm-hmm. what you're talking about, and how great that gift is to be able to do that, but also to be able to work for an organization like you do that allows you to do this type of thing. And it just makes me feel, you know, good about what you're doing. And I know it's genuine, and I assume it's also genuine from the bank. And, you know, to find an institution that carries the human values, I think is very nice in today's world. And that's what we need more of right now.
You know, I agree with you. You know, not all companies are alike, but, you know, for us to be able to really put it out there that Cambridge Trust cares, you know, I mean, that resonates throughout our company. It is resonating within the community as well, is that, you know, I get asked all the time, you know, what would you like to see Cambridge Trust be? And, you know, among a lot of other things, I want to make sure that people in the community really do realize that Cambridge Trust really does care. We care about people. We care about various situations. We care about the community. We care about people's well-being. So it's, again, I just think that especially during, you know, these are unprecedented times. There's so many obstacles that are hurdles that people have in front of them. And it doesn't matter what economic position you're in or what your economic situation is, but, you know, some of these folks already had these barriers. And now to be in the middle of a pandemic as well, you know, a lot of them have families, okay? They have small children. They can't go to school. You know, some of the folks that, you know, we partner with that, you know, they're living in shelter, okay? So it's, you know, they're not living in the Ritz. So to be able to take the time and, you know, just to be able to keep them organized, the stress of that alone, on top of, you know, just the ordinary stress of, you know, they're not working, they don't have their own home, they're faced with so many economic challenges. To be able to be supportive in the manner in which we are, again, is, you know, it's a little, but if there's enough people that do a little, that becomes a lot.
I think it's so wonderful what you're doing, and there are more people in need and care of consideration and giving than ever before right now. And I think it's really important for those who still have to understand how important it is to pay it forward. And I think that's something you live by every day. From my brief history with you, I've learned that about you. It's all heart. But if someone wants to support what you're doing or learn more about what you're doing, I know you pointed me to your LinkedIn this morning to show me some of your efforts. How would they connect with you, Dina?
So obviously the easiest way to connect with me is dina.ciana@cambridgetrust.com. They can look at our website as well and be able to, if they want to leave a message there, they can leave a message there. But those would probably, Jeffrey, be the two ways, the easiest ways for them to connect. Obviously, on LinkedIn as well, you know, people can do that if they feel as though they want to. You know, I love LinkedIn. You know, I think it's a great way to be able to connect with the community as well. So, you know, I'm not shy to share all of the great things that we're doing for the community.
I want to remind everybody that this is Radio Entrepreneurs. Dina, thanks for being on the show. I hope you come back again.
Anytime.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks.
Send some turkey. Take care. All right.
Of course.
Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. Radio Entrepreneurs cares. And that's why we had Cambridge Trust on the show today. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more stories.